Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Her name is Angelina Telement, A-N-G-E-L-I-N-A, Angelina, and the last name that is Telement, T-A-L-A-M-A-N-T-E. Got
Okay.
it?
Yes, thank you. I'll take it from
Then,
here.
and the phone,
Oh, phone number.
you on the phone number?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that is 619-636-6838.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. Can you repeat the whole number once more?
Sure. That is 619-636-6838.
It was 636.
Yeah. 6838.
Okay, thank you. I'll take it from here.
Thank you so much for your time, man.
Hi, Angela.
Angelina.
Angelina, hi. My name's Jessica. I apologize about that. The call is being recorded here. So bear with me. And you would like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't already have an attorney assisting you, right?
No.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And I do apologize. In case we get disconnected, what's the best phone number to contact you on?
619-636-6838.
Can you repeat the last four?
6838.
6838. So it's 619-636-6838?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that again. Thank you. And then did you use the hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using it?
Yes, ovarian.
Ovarian. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear. Would you know what month and year you were diagnosed with that?
May 23rd, 2024.
May 23rd, 2024. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know the diagnosing doctor's name or facility?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have both. The facility was Palomar Medical Center in downtown Escondido.
It was, I'm so sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. The medical center was Palomar Medical Center.
Palomar Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
In Escondido?
Yeah, downtown Escondido.
Okay. On Citricado Parkway?
East Valley Parkway. 555 East Valley.
555 East. Okay. I see it here. Sorry about that.
Okay. And the doctor was, you can tell me if you want me to spell it, Afshin Bahabar?
Yes, please. So sorry.
It's okay. First, the first name is A-F-S-H-I-N.
Okay.
And the last name is B-A-H-A-B-O-R.
Okay, I see here. And then, so you were diagnosed in California. Did you use the hair straightening? Or excuse me, the hair relaxer more than four times in a single year prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. On average, do you know how many times per year you used it?
About 6 to 8 times.
6 to 8 times. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Do you know anyone else who was injured by a hair relaxer and diagnosed
No.
with cancer? Okay, no worries. And then next here, the product information. As far as the states you used the product in, was it just California?
Yeah.
Okay. And then this is best to your knowledge, but do you know what year estimately you first started using it?
Yeah, 2017. So it was about 6 years I did it.
Okay. Do you know what year you stopped?
Yeah, 2024.
24. Okay.
April.
So yeah, about 7 years total. And did you use it? In a salon, home, or both?
At home.
Home, okay. And do you know what brand you used?
Yeah, it was the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely, okay. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Yes, because you said,
yes.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And then next year, the medical treatment information. What type of treatment did you receive?
Sorry.
It's okay.
The type of treatment,
yeah.
like the pills I was taking?
Like if you had chemo, radiation, surgeries.
Oh, sorry, yeah. So I had chemo. And then they also, what's it called, a minor hysterectomy. So, yeah, a little surgery.
Okay. Did you have it of in 2024, the surgeries?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then were you treated by that same doctor?
The same doctor, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then next year, the injured party information. So you said it was ovarian cancer. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, perfect. And then can you spell your first name for me?
A-N-G-E-L-I-N-A.
Okay, perfect. And then your last name?
T-A-L-A-M-A-N-T-E.
It was T-A-L-A-M-A-N-T-E?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then the phone number we have, or you gave me earlier, was the 619-636-6838. You said that was your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
It's my first name, Angelina. And then 18833@gmail.com.
It was 18833@gmail.com?
33. 33@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
It is 6551 Utica Court, U-T-I-C-A Court, San Diego, California, 92139.
Okay, perfect. And then there would be a medical record for you, at least with a doctor, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if they'll request the medical records, but if they needed you to provide them, you would be able to send it via mail or electronically?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the emergency contact here, we request one just in case something unfortunate happens. ensuring we can continue with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yeah, I can add one.
Okay. Do they live with you?
Yes.
Okay. And then their name?
Reggie. And then last name is P-E-G-U-E-S.
Okay, and then relationship?
My boyfriend.
Boyfriend. And then phone number?
619-763-4062.
Okay, perfect. And then for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
2/18/96.
It was 2/18/96?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. And then your social?
611-889514.
What was the last four?
9514.
14. Okay. So 611-889514.
Yes.
Okay. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.